Over the past year or so, I found myself in an increasingly difficult situation regarding my parents. My parents are married, but the relationship between them is very bad. An understatement, actually. My mother plans to ask for a get as soon as we, the children, are all married, which will hopefully happen soon. In the meantime, my siblings and I, but especially I, are caught between our two parents. All of us agree that my father is the one at fault here, basically due to ever-increasing mental imbalance, which he has no awareness of and which there is no way for us to get him to treat. He emotionally and verbally abuses my mother in a thousand different ways, day in and day out. As I wrote, my mother plans to stick it out at the moment for our sake, but understandably, the situation is very difficult for her. She often unburdens herself on us by telling us the latest thing my father has said or done. On the one hand, there is no doubt that she absolutely needs to discuss these matters with someone. There is no way for her to hold it all inside and continue to survive this marriage. We are the only ones whom she can talk to, since we are the only ones aware of the situation other than a few rabbanim and one close family relative, none of whom have the time or relationship necessary to be a listening ear as needed. On the other hand, we are talking about our father. To me, this is a big problem regarding Kibud Av, especially since I know that while overall we listen and react litoelis to help my mother, there are surely times when Lashon Hara is said not litoelis, just talking. One result, it's becoming much harder for me to treat my father with respect. How do you suggest I act in this difficult situation? Anonymous in Israel. Okay, letting your mother unload so she doesn't unload on other people or whatever, and trying to comfort her or soothe her is definitely toelis. You should not believe what she says, and you should realize, as you say, that your father is sick and can't control what he's doing. And that should also be in your mind when you hear these things, and therefore it shouldn't hurt your respect for your father, because it's not within his control. He's a sick man, and he can't be treated, he won't be treated, and therefore deal with him and relate to him as such. Question 955. The Siyata D'Shemaya, often teachers and rabbanim stress the importance of learning Torah, especially for men and boys who indeed have such a great field to learn on them at all times. Marrying a learning boy is certainly a very meritorious thing to do. At the same time, these teachers and rabbanim also stress how important it is for our Beis Yaakov girls to keep themselves in Torah environment at all times so as not to be influenced by the Goyisha world and so as to maintain the Torah and Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. Certainly there is much value in learning Torah, for it supports the world. Also in preserving the innocence of the mothers for the next generation. However, it is expected of every family that the husband should be in kolo or chinuch, and the wife should be at home or in chinuch as well. There are not enough students for every girl to become a paid teacher in a Beis Yaakov. How should a girl plan her education in the future? Should she expect to either marry a working boy and stay at home, do her real job of raising her children? Should she plan to marry a learning boy and stay at home, living on only a stipend? Or should she try to somehow get enough of an education to support a husband in kolo and yeshiva education for her children, without risking her Yiddishkeit by allowing herself into a goyish environment? Anonymous in the United States. I can't answer this question generically. It really depends on the person, what they're capable of doing, what their situation is, how much parental help there can be given, and if the girl is really cut out to marry a boy who is learning and support him, not necessarily monetarily, but emotionally and hashkafa-wise, she's the kind of girl that will give strong support to her husband, who's a learning person. In any case, these are the kinds of things that you should discuss with your rabbi, your teachers, those who know you well and can direct you to what is best for you in your Avodas Hashem. There definitely is a place for people who are not learning full-time, who are working and being koveya itim la Torah. On the other hand, that also has to be directed of how to do that in a way that one will still preserve their kedusha and tahara. And definitely there is a place for people who are torasum umnasam. Not every wife should go into chinuch. Not every wife should not go into chinuch. And even those that go into chinuch do not relinquish their responsibility to raise their children. It's possible to be in chinuch and also to raise your children properly. All of these things need great individual guidance, and I hope that you have the people who know you, know your situation, be able to give you guidance along the way.